Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nail Talk Radio. Nailing the world with polished discussions, the latest trends, celebrity makeovers and interviews. The most comprehensive and informative nail show on the web. Now, here's your host for Nail Talk Radio, your industry leaders, Avina and Braden.
That's right, people. This is Avina, and I'm back in the hosting seat after the Bessel Nail Show in Texas. And Braden and I are here in a restaurant. It's kind of noisy, so we hope that you can hear us well.
Yes, welcome, everybody. It's Braden from Nail Talk Radio, as you, of course, you already know that. And, you know, honestly, I don't know what my own name is. I'm not sure what day it is, but I do know we are at the Willamette Valley Nail Event in Salem, Oregon. And I know you guys know the drill, e-file. If you are listening live, grab one of your mobile devices and go to our website, www.nailtalkradio.com, and click Nail Chat. Then log in using one of your social media accounts so you can chat live with us tonight during the show. Also, we've got some cruise news coming up. The Nail Talk Radio Nail Those Profits Cruise departs January 7th and returns January 15th of 2017, so that's next year. Of course, we're thrilled to announce the all-star lineup of educators, which you can see at www.ntrsc.com. And cabins are selling incredibly quickly. So if you want more information or want to book, again, visit ntrsc.com.
Well, there you go. I tell you what, it's Willamette, damn it, but not for long, because Kristen Dutcher is moving her show to Portland, Oregon, and she has teamed up with the Best Little Nail Show in Texas. And you know what? We're offering 20% off each one of our shows if our vendors sign with both of us. We're pretty excited about it. We didn't say much in the, last week in Houston, Texas, and now that the show is over today and it was a massive success, we are moving it. She's moving it to Portland, Oregon, into an actual expo center. So she's also rebranded, Braden. It's going to be called the Nail Oregon Nail Expo, and that acronym is ONE. Pretty cool.
That is incredible. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with for next year. And it's an amazing thing, and I'd love to see more shows, you know, partner with you guys to do that, because, you know, it brings those mom-and-pop businesses to the nail shows, which is really kind of cool, that it gives them a discount if they can go to multiple trade shows. So I think you guys are really on to a smart idea, and it would be great to see shows in the north, south, east, and west all join in on that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, one of the most interesting things is that being progressive and thinking outside the bottle, if you will, it's one of those things where let's just face it. The wave of the future for manufacturers is to go with the smaller nails-only events and to get out of the big shows. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot more profitable for them. We hear it time and time again that these manufacturers make a lot more money when they come to shows like ours. And also the Gatlinburg event in the Smokies. And so, you know, I mean, they understand that's where it's going. If you look at our show from last weekend, which I have not really been able to catch up on, we're going to talk a little bit more about that next week. But if you look at that show with having huge vendors coming straight from headquarters like Orlean, Essien, C&T, et cetera, and famous names, when you think of it in that particular perspective, they reckon it is a lot it's profitable for them to go to these smaller shows. So now when you book with the Best Little Nail Show in Texas and you book with the Kristen Dutcher's rebranded show, which is called Oregon Nail Expo, you will get a 20% off discount. I think that's pretty phenomenal. I mean, we should support each other here in this industry, don't you think?
I absolutely do. But you know, hang on one quick second, because we definitely need to talk about Houston. We're not waiting until next week to talk about your show. It was one of the biggest, actually it was the biggest, new trade show that was launched this year. So why don't you tell us your perspective? I know that you and Donna both were going a million miles per hour, and we wanted to do a show, and I was expecting
first of all, I would like to say that if we listen back to this broadcast and any of it is garbled, I mean, you know that we are on the road. It's our global studio. We do our very best, and it really based on connection. So if it's not good, please forgive us. We will come back and recap everything live next week. But I want to tell you, Brayden, first of all, Donna Shore and I had a team of 15. It was pretty phenomenal. We had so many vendors, and literally when it was said and done, we had over 1,000 nail technicians walk through our show, which was pretty phenomenal for a first show. What do you think about that?
Yeah, come on. At your first show, that's just that's nothing really. That's an easy number, 1,000 nail techs to show up to one show. Come on. You're selling yourself a little bit short here. I mean, if you look at all the rest of the shows, when you're getting 1,000 nail techs at one show, that's incredible for a first go. And it grows every year, obviously. So I'm sure by the fifth year, you will be, well, you're going to be like Orlando.
Fifth? How about the second year? All right, so first of all, I want to tell you guys, if you are looking at Facebook, I'm live doing the radio show right now on Facebook, and you can see myself. I'm going to turn it around so that you can see Brayden here. He's pretty tired, but we're going to show you. But anyway, what I got to say is that, well, let me just turn it around so you can see us both here. Woo-hoo, there he is. So basically what it boils down to is that we worked really hard. We had a team of 15, and we worked that show, and it was, I mean, I'm not going to tell you. You guys know me. I'll tell you the truth. I'm not going to tell you that there wasn't any hiccups. We didn't have to put in any fires. No, I'm pretty transparent. Sure, our first show, we're learning, and we learned on the fly. Our learning curve was tremendous, and we have about 20 pages of notes that we have taken to make changes for next year. I do have to send a big shout-out, though, to Michelle Abb, who was our virtual assistant who came in and rocked the show. Let me tell you.
Heck yeah.
Oh, my God. She managed everything. Then we had Elizabeth Morris, right?
Yeah.
She was our point person on the floor, and she delegated to everybody. It was pretty phenomenal. And then there was a team of, 12 or 13 more people, Kate, Ellen, you, everybody was pretty phenomenal. And what else? I mean, you know, you were there.
I was there. I was decked out in my cowboy regalia. And I was the official MC for the Basketball Marathon Texas. So it was, you know, again, everything is bigger in Texas. You know that, I know that, and your door prizes were certainly bigger in Texas. That's what I basically did. I handled that aspect of the show all day long, giving away prize after prize after prize. It was one heck of a day. And at the end of the day, you gave away a $5,000 Tat nail printer, $5,000 grand prize. So that's pretty incredible right there. I've not been to a show yet where they gave away a grand prize that fantastic and that big.
Yeah, $5,000 grand prize from Cat's Nails. That's pretty amazing. We have lots of people watching on our Facebook feed, even my mom. My mom is watching
Hi, Mom. Right now.
It's pretty. Hi, Mom.
I have to tell you, it was so exciting to be able to meet your mom and your sister, too, and your husband, Tom, because you know, I have traveled to you about something like that. It all blends together. It's a blur of trade shows and nail techs. But it was so nice to meet your family finally and to meet the people that have really made – who are important to you in your life. So it was an honor to spend time with them and get to know and meet them as well.
Okay, we got to send a special shout-out to Rochelle Watson, one of the nail techs, my friend who came in to support – the show. Right now I'm trying to, hi, Jeff from Aerovex. But anyway, it was pretty awesome. So I want to send a shout out to everybody there. I'm trying to set this up so I don't have to hold
right.
it. But
and back to
I have to tell
show.
You, one of the coolest things about the show was that we had Jeff from Aerovex Systems outfit each one of our classrooms with a force capture and a room unit, which was really cool.
Yeah, you know, it was a very unique and new thing for you to come into a trade show and in the classrooms actually have those AeroVex source capture systems, so that, you know, when you walked into the classroom, you didn't smell a thing. There was no acrylic fumes, there were no headaches, and it was really amazing because actually they were taken out of those classrooms by Monday, and on Monday you definitely noticed that smell. So
in fact, those students were supposed to be in the classroom all day Monday, but they were not, and people were complaining. They were like, wait a minute.
Where were they?
Where are the units exactly?
Uh-huh.
So people recognized that there was a clear difference when it came to healthy air in the classrooms, which is really funny.
Now, at the show, you also partnered with A&P and Nails Magazine to launch the very first Tech Talk. So it was really exciting to see the launch of that. I mean, it was a phenomenal success. How many nail techs do you think showed up? 150, 200?
Oh, my gosh. It was totally amazing. We had at the Tech Talk first ever event, and I think we had about 150 people who showed up to our Tech Talk event, which is really cool. And we got to the very – now I'm getting feedback. You better speak back. Was so cool because we had so many people there to talk about the hot spots in the industry and the things that really bothered them and what they wanted to see change in the industry. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
so
and
it was
actually
awesome.
It was an incredible event. You know, you had Jan Arnold and Tammy Taylor both deliver their keynote speeches. Linda Nordstrom did as well. So it was a phenomenal night. And it was interesting too, because back to Willamette, A&P launched the very second Tech Talk. And at the end of the day, it's time for Tech to Talk again. Because I think for a while there, it has been – we've been quiet. You know, we're not an industry that is shy by any means, but we are definitely an industry that sometimes doesn't always let the dirty laundry out. I mean, there are things that need to change in this industry. And A&P is definitely trying to do that. So it was nice to be able to see that. And actually, at the second Tech Talk event, it was nice to be able to hear the differences between Houston and Salem and Portland. So it's a place where nail techs can meet and talk and challenge other professionals with their views. It was a great thing, and it was a way that we can all elevate our industry. What do you think? You were the moderator. You were the moderator.
Yep. I was the moderator. We really couldn't talk much about it last week because we really wanted to keep it up under wraps until we got this one done. But I have to tell you, I moved the Facebook live feed over to you because my mom said, darling, Braden's sound is getting drowned out by the noise in the restaurant. So I just wanted to bring it closer. My mom could hear you talk. Listen, people, all we got to tell you is that we are groundbreaking. We are moving things into the future faster than you can possibly recognize. Mm-hmm. Things are happening, and we're supporting one another. That's the bottom line here. We are supporting one another. I think that's the most important message that we can send you. Now, let's just move forward and talk a little bit about, all right, so Best Little Nail Show in Texas was a great success, and I'm really pleased, and I'm not really over it yet because you can tell I got a massive cold at the very end. But before we move on to Willamette, damn it, for the last time, I do want to send a shout out to Dana and Cassandra and LaAsia. They're students that came from a local school in Humble, Texas. And I have to tell you, those girls came in and took charge and they did what they needed to do and they shined. And we lit them up. They are on fire for the nail industry as a result of being behind the scenes at everything that it takes to build a trade show.
Absolutely. And those girls worked their tails off too. You know, to get that experience, to be able to see what it really takes to build a trade show from the ground up is an incredible thing that I don't think very many people get the opportunity to see. You know, it's an amazing thing to me to be able to say that I actually witnessed a trade show start from the first one. So it's an incredible thing.
That was pretty cool, I have to tell you. So anyway, what I can say is now, okay, great. Thank you so much. Sorry, my libation has just arrived. Anyway, so here's the deal. now we come out of the Texas show, and, you know, I mean, if you want to know who the vendors are, we've been posting for a long time. And now we've come out of that, we've come into the last year of the Will Lamont Nail Tech event. I have to tell you that their show has obviously, Kristen's show has obviously grown from 1 year to the next, because Kristen and I walk the floor, we're trying to pull in vendors together to go across, you know, to be at both of our shows. And what I can tell you is that Athena Rocks did more business at the Willamette Valley Nail Tech event than it has done in a solid year.
Get out. Well, you know, I think the techs in this part of the country are very engaged. I mean, we see that at the nail camp every year. We see how well they turn out, which is incredible. You know, it's nice to see the nail techs show up and actually support the industry that supports them. You know, when these vendors come out, obviously they're... So when you go to these trade shows, it is important to be able to spend that money and take care of your vendor as well, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I felt what our show was last week, which was people walked around and said, God, I have never, ever felt so taken care of before. And, you know, Kristen was at our show last weekend, and I'm at her show this weekend, and she did exactly the same thing that the Texas show did, which was really show hospitality to the vendors. And I felt it, because I cannot tell you how many times I had, you know, somebody come around every 15 minutes and literally say, how are you doing? Can we help you out? Are you thirsty? What can we get for you? As a vendor, I can tell you that was like awesome. And so now I know what our vendors felt like last week.
Yeah, and I definitely know that they appreciated that, just that bit of Southern hospitality. Although I will say that I was part of that, and I'm a Yankee, so, you know, hospitality in general. But for the tech talk, let's get back to last night, where we had Amy Becker, Elaine Watson, Lisa Ann Bowles, Shalina Robinson, Allie Baker, Jessica Briarmoon, Lisa Wong, Ellen Torsha, Kristen Dutcher, Risa Carter, and of course you as moderators for each of the tables. You know, like I said, it's an incredible thing to hear the tech talk. And what was your thoughts on that as the moderator?
Well, you know what? It was quite a bit different being on the other side, where I'm moderating rather than being a table facilitator. And first of all, it was a whole different set of answers to the questions than it was in Texas. So I thought that was pretty phenomenal. We had Carla Collier as our guest speaker, and we had Elaine Watson, who finished up the show. And they had kind of opposing viewpoints, didn't you think?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. What were your thoughts on that?
Okay, so you know that, first of all, Carla Collier talked about how she had said that there wasn't enough passion, that people are out for the money.
Yeah, and I see both sides of the coin there, don't you? I mean, obviously, we have to put the bread and butter on our table, right?
Well, absolutely. And then Elaine Watson came in and followed it up by saying, people, you need to think outside the bottle. You need to understand that what you're working for when it comes to your money is only 20% of the nail industry. Mm-hmm. That the other 80% are the ones that are never going to come into your salon. And
right.
You need to figure out a way to make money off of those people. And I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. And nail techs, like Elaine was saying, don't have very much access to residual income. And, you know, residual income is that thing where you're making money during your sleep. You know, if a nail tech breaks their arm, they're out of luck. So, you know, it's important to build those channels of income.
Yep, I totally agree with that. Well, I have to say that I never saw any food at my tech talk in Texas, but boy, I had lots of mezze, lots of Greek food to eat last night, so I was pretty excited about that. A lot of feta.
All right, so I think we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Nail Talk Radio.
Bam.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Do you have an angel on your shoulder? Associated Nail Professionals wants to be the guardian angel for you and your business. As an A&P member, we'll help you to build and retain clientele, watch webinars with industry leaders, build a professional website, get a subscription to Nails or Viet Salon magazine, and enjoy 40-plus member-only discounts. You'll also receive the nail industry's most comprehensive liability insurance that will protect you from lawsuits. Even if you are not at fault, court costs alone can be devastating. Becoming a member is easy. Call 1-888-716-2727 or visit nailprofessional.com. Associated Nail Professionals, isn't it time you join us?
Since 1981, Essie has become the USA's premier nail salon expert. Essie's incredible palette of colors, long-wearing professional formula, innovative nail care line, and luxurious spa services reflect the care and expertise that comes from being in a relationship with nail techs for over 30 years. Learn more about Essie at your local distributor or at Essie.com.
Splitting, thin, damaged nails. As much as we try to keep our clients' nails looking gorgeous, sometimes they just need more. Before, we never had a way to fix things. But now, there's IBX by Famous Names. IBX forms an interpenetrating polymer network inside the nail where treatment doesn't just sit on top. IBX creates strength from within, helping to repair splits and toughen weak nails. Give your clients stronger, smoother, and healthier nails. For more information, visit www.ibxnails.com.
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
Nail Talk Radio.
All right. We are back from the Willamette Show, and we have special guest Elaine Watson here with us to tell us a little bit more about her take on the show, her take two on the show, and the Tech Talk event. So, Elaine, what do you think?
Wait, my Aries sister, take it.
I thought this show was awesome. It's our third week in a row. We've survived 3 weeks. I took three, not two.
Well, I have to tell you, you did phenomenal. And you know what? Now you know what it feels like on the other side. How do you like that?
Seriously, I'm getting too old for this.
Well, I know that you did awesome here at the show, as you did last week, and so I know that these two shows now, you are definitely going to put on your list for next year.
Oh, yeah. I'm already ready to reserve my booth for Houston. I want the same spot, and next year we're going to be in a new location for this show, so I'm game. I'm ready.
All right. Well, that's awesome. You know, it's always fantastic to have your 100% support. We really appreciate that. And you know that we support you in everything that you do. Let's talk a little bit about the gutsiness of your speech last night. I have to tell you, I was very proud to listen to you. We're going to have you on. I was very proud to listen to you. And I thought to myself, you know what? That's my Aries sister there. She's so gutsy. She's going to put it out there for 150 nail technicians who are all interested in being as progressive as they can possibly be. She's going to put it out there, and you did. And just recap it for us real quick in the shortest version that you can. Tell us, what was your message?
Well, first I took a bold step and I said any nail technician who's brave enough to think outside the box and add some DIY customers to their list is always, I think, a smart technician because they'll make more money. But the crowd was so good last night. You know, I don't know if people realize this, but when you're public speaking, if you have a really good interactive crowd, it brings out, I guess, a better speaker in me. And the crowd last night reacted so much to the message I was delivering and laughing and having a good time that I have to say that I probably gave maybe 200% rather than 100% when I was delivering my message on, you know, earning residual income and how in the nail industry, nail techs can't really earn residual income. Even if you do retail, you're not earning residual because you have to be there to collect the money. So it was fun to throw that message out there and see so many bright, smiling faces receive it and go, yeah, this is another way of making some money. and not being ashamed of, you know, servicing the DIY customer.
Well, you know what? I think that was pretty fantastic, pretty gutsy, and I think that we're going to see a trend in the industry. At least we are with the 0.00001% that we hang out with, right?
Yeah, for sure. The smarty pants are going to do it first, and then people who are just maybe not so sure that this is a great idea, when they see some proof, they'll go, okay, now I understand, now I see it. So it's okay. You don't have to be round one. You could be round two.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much, Elaine, always for your time. We're going to bring on our next guest here. We're going to bring on Lisa Wong. She is with Famous Names Products, and they rocked the show this weekend and last week with Linda Nordstrom herself. So, Lisa, what do you have to say?
Oh, just that these shows have been phenomenal. 3 weeks in a row of just going back to back with the shows has been absolutely fantastic. We've got some new certified pros in our IBX certification classes. We had some people that were beginners as well as advanced. Just, it's amazing to see all the wonderful people that are excited about taking care of their natural nails.
Well, I have to say that IBX has really taken over globally. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal how many distributors you guys have taken on across, you know, I mean, internationally speaking, as well as, you know, here. And then how many people that y'all are certifying at one time blows my mind.
It is. It's absolutely great, because the one thing that I absolutely love about this product is the fact that it can be used under anybody's gel polish. So it's not considered really product specific. If you're using shellac, if you're using gelish, if you're using OPI, it doesn't matter. It is going to help everybody's nails. And I want to also get those educators on board to really use IBX in their system so that we have that help along with whatever it is that they're doing to create fabulous nails.
Now, let's just, in case you're listening for the first time to Nail Talk Radio, welcome. We want to just give you a brief explanation of what IBX really is. So can you sum that up for us?
Yes, I can. It helps to support natural nail growth also to protect the nails underneath gel polishes. So when we get those white spots or those problem nails, it's going to give you that protection and the strength to be able to wear their product, to build their nails, and give them the durability underneath the gel polishes as well as their own natural nails.
So I'll give you the layman's version. Let's say you have some, your garage, I mean your where you park your car, in your garage, right? So you have a big old crack in your concrete, and when you want to buy something to fix that crack, you don't buy something that lays over the top of the crack. You buy something that actually goes down in the crack and fills that crack, but it doesn't sit on the surface. This is what IBX does for the natural nail. And it's phenomenal because you can use it after every gel polish service, after every whatever. It's just phenomenal. I have to tell you, it is probably the most revolutionary nail product since Minx nails came onto the circuit. So we just want to tell you, Lisa, thank you so much. We always appreciate your comments, and we love hanging out with you.
Yes, it's been fun. I love it. I can't wait till next year. Let's do this again.
Awesome. If you're listening and you're not watching, go ahead and tune in to my personal Facebook feed, Athena Elliott, on Facebook. And I'm sure it's public. Woohoo! Send in somebody else. And you can actually see Braden. And now we're going to bring on Kristen Dutcher, who is the single solitary heir of an owner of the Willamette. Damn it. Come on in, Kristen.
Hello.
Well, all right, let's just take it back a few steps to last week. Let's talk about you being at the Texas show. Let's get your, what did you think? I mean, I kind of passed up the whole networking event, went right into major trade show. And what did you think about that?
Oh, it was just like a major trade show. All the big heavy hitters were there. We had crowds, and it just went off without a hitch.
It did. And so, you want to share with our listeners a little bit about what you and I did. We started a couple of months back. I know that I had reached out to you and kind of put a little tickle in your ear talking about, hey, what do you think of this idea about partnering up and giving vendors 20%, blah, blah, blah. You know, I was like, you know me, I'm very progressive. I'm like thinking way far ahead. You're kind of like, I'm not sure about this, right?
Yeah, well, I was kind of a one-man band for 4 years doing my own thing. And so getting me to think outside of my box is a little hard. But the more I thought about it, it was actually being inclusive and offering the vendors an opportunity to see both shows at a great savings and to spread the love throughout the country. It just made sense.
It did. And so we literally crunched for one solid week with Kristen to not only rebrand her show and move it to a major city in Portland, but we gave her a new name, a new tagline, a new graphic. Everything is pretty phenomenal. And she did this in 1 week. And we were able to walk the Texas show and offer every single one of my vendors and Donna and I together, our vendors, this wonderful discount. It was pretty cool because I think it landed like 18 people. 18
They're very
companies.
Excited. Very excited. So for me, it was an opportunity to meet people that I couldn't get to. And then I had people here this week that she wasn't able to get to. So we kind of cross-promoted and everybody was very excited to get in on the 2020 vision for 2017. That's what we kind of named it. So
yeah, it's
2020 vision because it's 20% off if you book both shows.
In
2017.
Well, you know what? I have to tell you, being a one gal show that you are here, I mean, your work that you did, it was absolutely phenomenal. And I just want to tell you that I felt like a very special vendor here at your show, and I really love that because it was something that I, you know, couldn't see firsthand at my show last week, but I really felt it. It was fabulous, so thank you very much. And Athena Rocks, in 1 year of business, this was my best show financially. I just want you to know that, out of all the shows, and it's kind of surprising because I didn't have Nikki with me, my left arm, so thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. You did a great job over there. It was hard for me to get around, but every time I managed to get over in your section, you were just slammed, and I think you came up for air maybe one time. I saw you maybe leave, and I'm not even sure you had lunch.
Yeah, barely.
So.
Special shout-out to Melissa Toon and Melissa Toon and Cindy Walston, and there was one other person in my group that I – you know, her name eludes me, forgive me, but anyway, they helped me rock it, and it was great. Well, so, Kristen, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be partnered up with you to help our industry grow and help us cross over with all the vendors that we can possibly have, and I think that 2017 is going to be absolutely phenomenal.
And maybe not quite so tiring because we're not back-to-back next year. We've spread ourselves out a little bit better, and Brayden might actually get to go home for the first time in a couple of weeks. So,
y'all, listen, Brayden is so damn spoiled. Don't even feel sorry for him, not even for a minute. Did you see the shave and the haircut that he got at my show? Yeah, don't even feel sorry for him. He's got seven drinks lined up right behind him. You don't even know. He's just waiting to get off the show so he can let loose. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right, well, Kristen, thank you so much. Kristen, go ahead and introduce our next guest.
So our next guest is Jess Hole Briermoon, newlywed, from Accents Love Nails out of the state of Washington. So I'm going to turn the phone over to Jess,
who happens to have the most beautiful hair, by the way.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Get right here. Hey, Jess. Well, it was really cool. You know, we've been hanging out quite a bit this year so far. I think it's been a lot of fun since you and Ellen have the retreat in October. And one of the things that we're sending a message right now, right, Jess, is that we're so we're here to support each other's shows.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We love going to the shows. We love supporting each other and all of the work that everyone's doing and getting the nail techs together that are passionate about their career and interested in learning what they don't know and what they want to improve on so they can make more money in the salon. And, you know, time is money. So spend your time doing something good for your career so you can make more money.
That's right. Well, I don't want to touch on anything really too sad, but your partner, Ellen, is getting ready to pick up and move to Arizona.
She's leaving me. It's very sad. I will miss her a lot because it's fun to just, you know, if I need to, go over and see her. And I'm going to make her come up and go to a couple games with me, hopefully a year, because we love our Seahawks. So we'll do that. But we do a lot of our planning for the retreat by phone and email anyway. So I don't think the retreat's going to suffer in the slightest because a lot of the work that we do is on a, you know, weekly basis or as we get closer to everything. We're doing it by phone or email anyway because she still lives a good hour away from me where I am now. So I don't see her as much as it would be nice to. But now I'm just going to have to go on a plane and go to Arizona, just not in the summer because the heat is just not my thing. I'm a big Seattle girl. I love Seattle.
Right. Peace, y'all. Bye. Thank you so much. All right. So you know what? I tell you what. I know that you're going to go on the cruise with us. And although we haven't seen you post any, I'm putting you on the spot now. We haven't seen you post any about the NTR at sea cruise because we know that you're trying to get pregnant. So you don't want to, like, really put it out there. Come see me. Come visit us on the cruise if you're going to get pregnant at the last second. So just give it up and tell the truth.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to, like, you know, we get past a few more months from the safe zone. So I can have a belly and still be cruising. It's all right. It's good.
Well, good.
So don't be afraid.
All right, good. So then we should now see you posting and sharing about the cruise from here on out.
I've been a little busy, girlfriend. Did you see them moving salons? Did you see them building a new training center to bring educators in Washington? I'm bringing my beautiful friend, Nadia. She's coming in and being one of my first classes at my big training center. So
okay,
I'm really excited about that.
Hook. I'll let you
Thank
off the hook
you.
Because
Thank
we realize
you.
We realize that.
And I know I need to get some event planning for the cruise. I need to figure out where we're going to go, what we're going to do. We're going to snorkel. Are we going to swim with some turtles? Are we going to, you know, hang glide over some ocean somewhere? I don't know yet. I got to figure it out. So if I start posting stuff, people are going to want to know what I have planned. And I need a little bit of time because I've been a little busy. But I promise it's coming. I got some time. It's May.
Because you're a little busy being a rabbit.
We have time. Time. A lot of the places aren't going to let you reserve this early anyway, so it's okay.
She missed the rabbit joke, but anyway. All right, so Jessica, we love you. Now introduce our next guest.
Well, I just wanted to give one quick shout-out to Kristen because this was a fantastic show. I was slammed at the Accents booth all day doing demos. We had an awesome area this year. We were able to expand because last year we were a little bit tight. So we now have a giant play area, and we have a fantastic retail area, and we were just very busy. It was an awesome show for us, so I think Kristen should add a little bit of a shout-out because she did a great job doing the show this year. I'm very excited for next year, and hopefully I'll even be in Texas. So we'll see you then. Now I'm happy to introduce the lovely Lee from A&T. And I'm going to give you the mic. Associated Nail Professionals. I'll just... You know, if you don't know what AMP is, you should know by now. Associated Nail Professionals. Here you go, Nurse.
Brisa Carter.
Wait, come on, wait. No. This has been an amazing show. Last weekend was an amazing show. You guys absolutely rock putting this on. No, you rock. You rock. You helped me out a lot.
All right. Well, you know what? Brisa, I just have to tell you that I think you're a pretty phenomenal lady, and you're the perfect person for the position at Associated Nail Professionals. I remember when you first got hired on, and it was, you know, I know that even Ellen, our teammate, was in the running for that position, and I have to tell you that you guys were both great, and to provide some. But I'm very happy for you, just to let you know that you got that position. And I know that Ellen is also happy for you as well, because she is a super, super team member, super team player. And she was instrumental this weekend and last weekend in helping the TikTok go off. So why don't you tell us just a little bit about what the whole concept was between us when this very first got started?
Well, actually, it was the brainchild of Athena and myself. We started talking about this back in probably October or November. What can we do for nail technicians? We've got to elevate the industry. We've got to pinpoint the pain areas and see what we can do to help solve a lot of their problems. And we started talking, and before you know it, we decided to do Tech Talk in Texas last weekend, and it just grew into this humongous, wonderful event with nail technicians being able to really express themselves, talk about what's bothering them, what they need to do to elevate their business, how they can make more money, get more referrals, everything. And we had facilitators at every table. We had three fabulous guest speakers, Tammy Taylor, Linda Nordstrom, Jan Arnold. I mean, Athena was amazing last weekend. And then once the word got out, Kristen from, how do you say this, Willamette?
Willamette.
I've been wrong for a long time. She grabbed me and said, can we have Tech Talk in Oregon? And I went to Katie, and we figured it out. We made sure that we were going to be able to do this here and bring this event here. And we did, and it was absolutely, we had, as of Friday afternoon, we had 72 signups. By the time everybody was registered in the door, we had over 109. And it was a lively discussion. Athena did an incredible job moderating. Braden helped me tremendously with everything. But I was so excited that Associated Nail Professionals could do this for our nail profession. And Associated Nail Professional, obviously the main benefit of being a member is your professional liability protection, up to $6 million a year. And it's $199. You get a subscription to Nails Magazine. Are you making faces?
No. Oh, look, let me just cut in here, and just in case, I mean, we don't want this to sound like a real commercial, but the bottom line is that what we did was we tried to figure out what are really the things that are annoying nail technicians, what does the industry owe the professional, and how is it that we can change it? Because AMP wants to create that roadmap, that place where professionals can go and get those questions answered, but not only that, get the education and all the things that they need. Thank you, Darna. And so what it boils down to is we have got to survey the industry. And you know, really, the people that are going to these events are the top 0.00001%, right? Because it's a 9-point-whatever-billion-dollar industry. You and me, I mean, I got 5,000 friends on my Facebook page. So, I mean, like, it's nothing. It's a drop of the hat. So the people that we come in contact with throughout the year at our trade shows, these are the people who have the power and have the knowledge to actually create this roadmap. So that's what it really boils down to.
And one of the cool things about AMP is we're a division of body massage professionals, skincare professionals, hair professionals, and nails is the newest division. Across all four divisions, we've got 93,000 members, and there's a lot of power in numbers. And I encourage you, if you have not become a member, do so as soon as you can. It's just amazing what we're going to do. Athena is going to be doing a webinar for us. We've done one with Holly Skippers. We're doing one with Doug Shoon. We're doing one with Lisa Penna. All the industry leaders that you guys look up to will be doing webinars for us, and they will be archived. So they'll be able to...
Come on, keep talking, Risa. I know you're not as ADD as I am.
Those webinars will be archived so the members can view them at any time. It just helps out as we bind together and we come together. One thing that we have as nail technicians is we truly have a community. We are like a sisterhood and a brotherhood where care about each other and we really want to lift each other up. And that's what it's all about. And these events, if you haven't been to the Texas show, if you didn't come this weekend, there's the retreat in, where are we having that?
Seattle.
So be sure to join us. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be there, and I'm not a cabin girl, but I will be this year.
Outstanding. Well, Risa, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being open-minded to doing something unusual and different and industry-leading, making nail history. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
Okay.
You.
Well, I have to tell you, before we're going to go ahead and break. Before we break to pay some bills, I have to say thank you so much to Doug Shute, who actually was our, you know, he was at the Texas show. It was his only U.S. appearance at the Texas show, and we just have to tell him we didn't even give him enough time. 90 minutes. Thank you, Risa. Don't shake that cane, whatever you do. We just want to tell him, Doug Shute, thank you so much for his time, his expertise, and the fact that he was willing to come to the show. He'll be there again next year. And you know what? I'm over here in this little bar area by myself, and I know that Braden and Nadia Frond they're cutting up on my Facebook page. Are you watching the live feed on my Facebook page? Well, I'm not over there because they're over there dancing like they're doing the samba on the Nail Talk Radio cruise that's coming in 2017. All right, well, break for commercial. We'll be right back.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Thin, damaged nails. As much as we try to keep our clients' nails looking gorgeous, sometimes they just need more. Before, we never had a way to fix things. But now, there's IBX by Famous Names. IBX forms an interpenetrating polymer network inside the nail where treatment doesn't just sit on top. IBX creates strength from within, helping to repair splits and toughen weak nails. Give your clients stronger, smoother, and healthier nails. For more information, visit www.ibxnails.com. A show all over the web, and now everyone is talking about Dazzle Dry. The Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System takes only 5 minutes to dry rock hard, is vegan, hyperallergenic, non-yellowing, and strengthens natural nails. No UV LED lamp needed, and most experience 14 days of wear. It's the groundbreaking new gel alternative. See the stunning seasonal collections. Focus your eye on Dazzle Dry. Wet to wow in 5 minutes. Try it now at DazzleDry.com.
You know it's true. Men really do pay attention to pretty toes. If your clients have unsightly toenails, ridges, and deformations that might be embarrassing, put an end to ugly toenails. Introducing LCN Barefoot, a gel system specifically designed to hide discolorations while completely protecting growing toenails. Your clients can bring out those sexy sandals once again. With LCN Barefoot, their toenails would never look so good. Available in a variety of natural shades. Learn more at LCNUSA.com.
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
All right. We are back with Nail Talk Radio, and we have my very favorite Russian friend, Nadia, with us. So, Nadia, tell us about your experience at the Texas show. Oh, and also, I was able to finally show a Russian what a Moscow mule really is all about.
Hi, everyone. I am Nadia Freund, Magnetic Nail Designer in North America. I have to say thank you very much for these great shows last weekend in Texas and this weekend in Ontario. And I am looking forward to dance with Braden. You had to see us in a live stream over Facebook, over Athena's channel. So these shows were great. We had a lot of fun people. We had a lot of very interesting people who wanted to see us, who I wanted to see and meet. And the, both of shows were success, even the product didn't come through the border the first time. So I had first show without product, but it was still fun.
And you know what? It's a true testament to who you are as a vendor and as a person on with the show. That's really incredible. If you can do an event and not have any products and still make money, kudos to you. That's incredible. So, and you are one heck of an educator, and we cannot wait to have you on the cruise because it is going to be one heck of a good time, and you are all going to learn so, 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 so much. So any last show?
My next will be Northwest Nail Tech Retreat in Seattle. That's for sure. Also, we have in Vancouver Vancouver Nail Show. I think it just called Nail Show Canada in Vancouver. So these are two shows in fall, and I will come in June to Jessica's Brahmoon School in to Seattle. So if you want to see me in Seattle before the Northwest Nail Tech Retreat, just give me a call or Jessica, and we'll organize you in there. I thank you very much for listening to me. I thank you, Athena, Braden, and everyone, both teams in Texas and here, for the great show, for the great organization. And by the way, and the nail talk we had here and in Texas, you asked not only about the nail tech, but also as vendors, as distributors and educators, what do we need in the industry? And I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, so wait, before you go anywhere, I know that was a long, I had you talk because I went to show everybody that was outside at the table on the live Facebook feed while you two, you and Brainerd, totally cracking over there in front of the camera. I got to send a super big props to you because at the Texas show, your product was intercepted by Customs and, I don't know, FDA, and they held up your product and only let a nominal amount slip through that you could actually do demos with and maybe sell a couple of $100 for the product. Let me tell you guys, let me just tell you what type of person Nadia Frond is, what type of business that she runs. She did not let that get her down. She did not let that give her an attitude. She had a smile on her face, and she made lemon. She made Hard Mike's lemonade out of it, let me just tell you. She absolutely had a smile on her face and said, you know what, I'm not going to sweat what I can't control. And she rocked it. She had three people in her class. She had Tan, the man, the nail artist in there. It was pretty amazing, a couple other people watching her with her technique with her filing, and she made it the best she possibly could. Now, let me just tell you, there's a lot of people out there who would be pissing vinegar and just literally, you know, capitalizing on how bad they felt because they were missing out on money, et cetera, et cetera. But not Nadia, and that is why I like hanging out with Nadia. Because Nadia knows how to just let it roll off her back like water on a duck. So I love you, Nadia. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I love you, too.
And we have to also mention one other thing. She's so dedicated to the nail industry and these events that she actually had to Skype in for her son's 7th birthday, which, you know, that really shows her dedication to us as professionals, too, you know, that she spends her time training us how to be better nail tech, you know, and it's just an incredible thing to see. I'm so excited to see what she brings to the cruise for all of you to learn exactly what this woman can bring to the table. Because wait, if you're on the Facebook feed, check that out. Oh my God. She is an awesome. I want this.
We've only been going live an hour.
Can you believe that? We have about 30 more minutes. And I tell you what, Brayden, it's time for you to give up the live Facebook feed because I'm going to sit down next to Stacy Cummings, who picked me up from the airport, well, from my Red Lion, from my second. So you and Nadia, get out of our seats. Love you.
Love you too.
All right. So we're going to the live Facebook feed here. All right. I cannot read what's going here on the Facebook feed, but I know that I have to tell you that one of the things I want to do is I want to send a special shout-out to Nikki Staley, who is my left arm. She's pretty phenomenal. She rocked the Texas show last weekend, and she packed me up for this show, which was pretty phenomenal. But I think, Nikki, you're going to be extremely surprised what we did here at the Willamette Valley, which goes to show you that after being 5 years now,
5 years.
5 years, the nail techs that are coming here to spend money are familiar, right?
Yeah.
All right, so meet Stacy, who is absolutely phenomenal. She was a master of ceremonies here at the Willamette, the last Willamette, damn it.
The last one.
Exactly. And so, Stacy, tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are, just overall.
I think that our Willamette Valley show is a really great example of how us in this industry support each other. We started out small, and we grew, and we grew. We've outgrown one space. We've outgrown our new space, and we're going to another space next year. We're getting bigger. We're getting more vendors. We're getting more love. We're getting more nail sisters, and we're inspiring. And this is huge, right? We want to inspire people. We want this industry to grow. We want you to build your skills. We want you to build your money. So all of that's happening at this little show.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. I think that we are, you know, we're building bridges here, and we're connecting, and we're making everything kind of come together, because the bottom line is that the big show, listen, we, Long Beach, you failed miserably. We did two shows on how bad you were. And, you know, we tried with Chicago. We thought Chicago, we were there and we supported them. We tried to lift them up, and because now they're trying to focus on the Chicago show, et cetera. But here's the bottom line. The nails only, the smaller events that are actually growing rather fast.
Rather fast.
Yeah, are really where you want to be. And so we're pretty excited. Inspiring nail technicians.
Oh, yeah.
And making it happen is really what it's about, lifting each other up and about supporting everyone and supporting our vendors. I mean, I'm so excited.
I want to tell you my testimonial really quick. All right. I had a show 5 years ago. I had just become an independent contractor. I was so ready to give up. I didn't know that nails was for me. I didn't know that there were other nail techs that felt the way I felt about nails. I knew that there were those other nail techs, but I knew I wasn't one of them. So coming to this event and meeting these women who are inspiring gave me the fire under my buns to really reinvest in myself in this industry, and I kind of found my place in this industry, and I'm happier than ever with my career. And to be frank, it's because of this little stinking show that we started, and now we're getting so big. So I hope that we can inspire other people.
Well, it's absolutely fabulous, and Stacey, I just want to tell you that I think you're pretty freaking phenomenal, and thank you for your support, and thank you for unconditionally supporting a show that's not paying you, because really, with our little shows that we have here, our volunteers, I mean, they get dinner, they get lunch, they get a couple of cocktails, whatever. It's not really about that.
That's not what the payoff is. The payoff is that you guys are watching the show right now, you're hearing about our show, you're hearing our testimonials, our inspiration, and that you can be here, you can be inspired, you can be doing what you love and loving what you do. You just have to find the right group of people. And in the nail industry, we exist. Come find us. Come to our shows. Invest in yourself.
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Brayden, I think you need another libation. Anyway, thank you so much, darling. Well, give me a kiss. Give me a hug. Thank you. All right. So let us introduce our next guest. And I tell you, we have so many to go through. It's such a short show. And I have to tell you, out of almost six years, Brayden, of us doing this show, this is probably my most favorite one, because it's rapid. You know, we have one after another coming in and talking about what's really going on. What do you think?
Well, yeah, anytime you come to a show like this, you've got the best in the industry. And, you know, I think we are both so lucky to be able to be in the same room with these people. I mean, the level of talent at these events is incredible. And our next guest is Nicole Atwood, and she is one heck of an e-file educator, and I am so proud to be able to call her a friend. So, Nicole Atwood, you are up.
All right. Let's get Nicole right here in the hot seat, in the host seat.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, Hi, ladies. Hi, guys. How's everybody out there?
Well, we're all fantastic. We're super happy that you're here with us this evening. And we missed you at the Texas show. And I know that you guys had a grueling schedule. It was back to back to back and shipping from one place to another. So how do you feel now that you know that Kristen and I have me, Donna, and Kristen have partnered up together to make it easier on the vendor with the space, you know, the time between shows, and also the discount?
Well, I have to interrupt you for one quick second. I have to interrupt you for one quick second because Nicole was actually an attendee at the Houston show. So, you know, even though she wasn't a vendor, she was an attendee, which is an incredible thing.
Thank you. What I liked about, well, it is a grueling schedule. You know, we go show to show to show and getting everything shipped on time and be able to replenish. I mean, a lot of our stuff comes from far, far away. Oh, hi, guys. Okay, so I'm new at this whole thing. So a lot of our products come from Switzerland and Germany, and so trying to get everything shipped in, and our products are getting more popular, so we're selling out, so we have to replenish, and getting everything going is really difficult. So, but since you guys have made it so easy on us, I'm sure we will be in Houston. Yay, Texas! And, of course, I am from Texas, and Bruce is from California, but he is now a Texan, so guys, don't forget it, he's from Texas. So, yeah, no, definitely much easier now that you're making it that way for us.
Yeah, so I think that that's a really important thing for us to talk about, is that really what it boils down to is that I don't believe ever before now has the vendors been considered when it comes down to a trade show. Donna and myself and Kristen have thought of everything, making sure that our shows are far enough apart. Because, really, we can't have attendees without you.
Right. And we are a small company. We're mom and pop. So it's just the two of us. We have internet sales to deal with. Bruce has that. And I have a full clientele. So it's hard to make every single show. But we want to be there. We just can't always be there. But now we can because you've made it easy for us.
Absolutely. Well, we're pretty stoked about that. We know that, you know, it's a big industry out there. There are other companies out there, and you know what we like to show with partnering with our shows is that there's enough business to go around for everybody.
Right. Definitely. Gosh, you caught me off guard there for a second. I'm like, well,
I mean, really, if you think about it, how big the industry is.
It's definitely big.
You know, you have your own fan club. You have your own following.
That's true. And there is enough business to go around. Nobody's competing with one another. We're actually one big happy family. The more we get together, and especially at these little nail events, we are getting closer and closer all the time. I mean, like, I know you now. So, and it's love it.
Well, it really, listen, it's all about building alliances and understanding that really we're not in competition with one another. Like, she's the bright one in the picture. And it's about building alliances, and it's about lifting one another up, and it's about building those bridges. And I have to tell you that you get a lot farther when you do that than when you decide to be an island.
Yay! You're awesome.
It's totally true. I mean, I'm not interested in being an island, neither is Donna. We want to bring everybody into the fold, and I think it's fabulous because we...
That's right, and we want to educate everyone, and everyone, there's such a lack of education in this industry, and we want to bring it to everyone, and everybody wants it, so we want to be there for you guys, and we care about the industry, and we care about your education, so we are going to do our best to be there.
Well, back in the day, when Vicki Peters was heading up everything, it really boiled down to let's set the safety protocols for the industry with electric files. And I was one of those top 10 nail technicians that was trained to be AEFM, mm-hmm. the Association for Electric File Manufacturers. And really what that was all about was bringing all the people together who sold electric files for our industry together to set the standards and the protocols for what is safe in our industry. It wasn't about competing with one another. It was about saying, hey, we're all on the same page. And so, really, this is a continuation of that.
Right. So what I'm finding in the industry is there is so many people that are dying for this education. They can't get it. And so now we can come to Texas and give it to you guys and make you be able to learn how to do it faster and make more money. And that's what we're all in it for. But I don't know. I don't know what I can add to that.
Safety
is the important thing. And you can go faster and you can do it safely without cutting your clients.
Well, what we have to make sure that you guys understand is that Atwood Industries started out first. They were the first one on the game, on the scene. They go back many more years than you can possibly calculate. And
I was born before I was born.
And, you know, with all the plastic surgery that she's had done, I know she looks really up.
I mean, none.
Anyway. So long story short is we're all here to raise the industry together. I think you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to introduce one more person together. And we're together, you and I, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We're in it together. We're a team.
All right, so let's go with Stacy Luffy first, who was a winner this weekend at the last Willamette. Damn
it. Now, I have to tell you, I've got this great photo of last year at the Willamette event, bringing Stacy on. And I remember her being so scared to be on the radio. So it's nice to see a calm, collected atmosphere about Stacy this time. And I have to tell you,
industry, I didn't know Stacy from Adam a year ago, and now we know each other. So it's good.
Yeah. And one exciting thing about Stacy is she's going back to nail school starting very, very soon. So we've got a brand new nail tech. She's a natural nail tech. And she's going back to school so she can do it all. So let's all give her a warm round of applause, too, because it's incredible. We love new nail tech.
Okay, so I have to tell you, after meeting Stacy at the nail tech at the retreat in Washington, I have to just tell you that she's just so quiet. Y'all would never even know that she has the amount of passion that she has. So you won tonight. Tell us a little bit about that.
I honestly was floored, shocked. I was so anxiety-riddled that you pour your heart out in these things, and I'm still so extremely new to all this that it's hard to learn all the rules and learn what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do, and but I just felt like I had to. I wanted to do it. You can't move forward and you can't get better unless you try. And everyone has been so amazing and helpful and supportive. And you know the feedback I got from the judges was amazing. I had so much help from everyone, and that's what has made me want to go back to nail school is because of the support I've gotten from this community.
Well, are you affiliated with any groups on Facebook that actually help you grow in this process?
Yes. The first group I joined was Nail Art Made Easy, and they are great. They do a lot of the flat nail art, and that was where I started. But then I got to be a part of the 3D Fanatics group. And they are such an amazing group, and they are every single person in there is so supportive no matter what you're trying to do, no matter what your skill level. And there's never any negative comments that come out of it. And I just got caught up. They were like, oh, you should do it. And I said, oh, okay. And so I did. And
well, I can tell you, just from knowing you for a couple of years, I see your growth is pretty phenomenal. You are just a quiet, wild flower with purple hair. But anyway, and you it's brought you out, brought your personality out, it's brought your confidence out. And I think that is really an important part or an testament to building yourself, your confidence with your work that you do. So I just want to tell you congratulations. I think you're a pretty phenomenal person. I really like your integrity and your character. I've gotten to know you a little bit over the last 2 years, and I think that you're a pretty phenomenal person.
Thank you very much. Being a part of this whole community has just been amazing, and I get emotional because I would not be where as far as I've come without all the support. And I feel like I could message any of you at any time with a question, and I do. And everyone gets right back, and it's like, hey, let's brainstorm. Hey, let's figure this out. And it's just amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm very thankful as well. So thank you very much. We really appreciate your time coming on the show. And we look forward to seeing you next year or in October at the retreat.
October.
Who are we introducing next, Brayden?
All right, let's bring on fellow celebrity Lisa Ann. Come on, Lisa. You are the author of Nail Care Nightmares and one heck of a great person. It's all about being on purpose. So
that was good.
Tell us about Lisa on purpose.
Lisa on purpose. What do you want to know? There's a lot I do.
Eagles, girl.
Eagles.
Eagles. We are born with eagles.
We are the eagles.
We are the eagles right here.
So let me tell you about an eagle. About a year ago, I messaged Miss Hotshot here, Athena, and I said, listen, I really need to talk to you. I need you to femtour me. And she said, what's going on? We talked that quick. And I said, you know what? I said, I don't know what to do. I'm about ready to quit. I'm about ready to be done. And she says, she had two questions for me right on. First question is, she said, do you hate the industry? And I had to think about that for a second. And
basically, it boils down, if you hate the industry, get out.
Get out, be done. And I thought, you know what? No, I don't hate the industry. I'm frustrated with the industry. I'm frustrated with the things that should matter. I'm frustrated that the core isn't paid attention to. That, you know, we're just kind of bypassing the things that should be known by a licensed nail tech or a professional. Two, she says, do you hate your clients? I'm like, well, for the love of God, no, I don't hate my clients. I love them. She says to me, reinvent yourself. I said, okay. Now, she doesn't know this, but I'll tell you right now, I didn't know what reinvent yourself meant. It was right after, I'm like, okay, so what does that mean? I don't know what that means, reinvent myself. So that means dig deep. Find your passion. Find out what you want to do. My passion is people. That's not a big secret. So I want to continue to help people, and I want to reinvent the way that I do it. And so really it's taken me on a journey here. And then what I did is I thought there's a lot that I do. There's just a lot that I do. And I thought, you know what, I've written this book. I need to see what this is going to do. I've taken a lot of hits. People have liked me. People have hated me. People have said I'm crazy. You know, and so I thought, you know what, I've done this. This is what I really want to speak to. So I'm going to give it the attention. And next thing I know, I'm sitting here with you guys. What I'll say is,
here with you.
Right, we're sitting here with you.
No, I love you guys. So the bottom line is, I'm going to speak to anybody who's an educator, anybody who's a mentor. If there's somebody that you see that's younger in the industry or even older, like me, we all need and encouragement. We all need a mentor or femtor, you know, at some point in time. I've been playing this game for a long time. Who would have ever thought I would need somebody to femtor me? But when this woman showed up and said, hey, she didn't disregard me. We all know how much she's got going on. She didn't kick me to the curb, whatever. She didn't kick me to the curb within minutes. And I'm talking about minutes. She said, what I told you, do you hate the industry and do you hate your client? So I'm going to get down to the bottom line. If you're a nail tech and you love this industry or you think you love it or whatever it is, these events are so phenomenal. I've had the opportunity to be part of big shows and littler events. I think that the smaller events are my favorite because we can get the one-on-one and we can get personal and know each other and get that mentoring and that encouragement and that building up. And that's just where I think it's at. This has been life-changing for me.
Well, you know what? First of all, I got to tell you that everybody knows I'm a change monster. I mean, if you've known me, it doesn't take me but a minute to go in another direction.
Okay.
And, you know, it's whatever is going to build for the future. But I have to tell you, Lisa Ann, I think you're pretty ridiculously phenomenal. First of all, integrity and character in this industry are so lacking. I think it's lacking in every industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a huge part of what we're talking about here is what really is good in people. And when you bring people together to have that same common bond, which is, yes, like-minded and integrity and character in this industry, and we're all kind of shooting for the same goal.
Right.
I think that really is when things happen.
I think you're right.
I do. And so what I have to tell you is that I knew that when you had a conversation with me, that you were around to stay for a lot longer than you realized. And I'm so glad that you're here with me this evening and with Brayden. And thank you very much. And I look forward to great success with you.
Oh,
you
are, tap out.
You are the second book. I'm looking forward to your second book. All right? All right, so thank you very much. I'm going to scoot you out of your chair. And I'm going to bring in right now, I'm going to bring in one of our sponsors. Come on, Ian.
We got straight from Hawaii. We have Julie straight from Cosmic Beauty Supply in Kapolei, Hawaii, who actually performed an anti-aging, not that I needed, LCN manicure on me today. Oh, my God, it feels so amazing. So, Julie and Tina, welcome to NPR.
Tina Gilbert of LCN. So we just want to tell you guys, first of all, you guys sat right next to the Athena Rocks booth, and y'all were rocking all day long. Yeah, and we're going to be rocking tomorrow in a barefoot class, and I know that you're jealous that you're not going to make $110 in 15 minutes like I do. But anyway, so let's go ahead and bring you on. Well, first of all, let's very quickly talk to Tina about the new BioGlass gel. She's going to tell us about it real quick, and then we're going to see what her feedback is on both last week and this week.
Well, our BioGlass gel is a really new and remarkable resin that's on the market. It is it contains a compound called BioGlass. BioGlass is actually used within the medical field and the dental field. It is accepted by the human body, and therefore it is not rejected when on the nail plate. There is no bonder that you use. You apply this product. It practically doesn't work for you. It self-levels incredibly, and it files like butter. There's practically no dust, buff it into shape. And we have received so much amazing feedback, cutting services 15 to 20 minutes. Because it's a specialty product, our clients are able to charge more for the service because it's worth it, especially for those who have clients that are lifters. And I was saying this today, I was remarking that last week, we actually had one of our salon clients call us directly to tell us how happy she was that we have such a product, because she's never been able to wear a product that hasn't lifted off her nails. And to me, that's just beyond cool when your client calls you directly. So
that is incredible. And now we've got Julie from Cosmic Beauty Supply in Kapolei, Hawaii, which I was fortunate enough to visit. She's so gorgeous, and she's such an incredible nail tech. And, you know, it's amazing to me that a supplier is so dedicated to sanitation in this industry. Autoclaves, the whole works. They are all about sanitation and really elevating the industry. So, Julie, what was your experience here at this event today?
This is my first event, and I love this. I have met, like, so many people in the industry, especially yesterday with a group, and I thought that was pretty neat. And the show went really well today. I didn't expect to do, you know, a lot of work, but then, like, everybody was so passionate. They love the new product that we have. And then, like, especially, like, Brayden, who's, like, totally sold for the anti-age. And because, like, the reason behind it is that, you know, like, I believe in the product. You know, like, the product works so well. That's how, you know, it works for every clientele. And that's how it make it, you know, to the market, and it just great out there. And
well, it's not about, listen, there's no used cars salesman action going on here. Really, you sell better when you believe in
the product. Exactly. That's how I do it with all the businessmen. Like, that's I have to believe in the product in order to put it on the client. So because the client who trusts me, and if I'm going to mislead them, then the whole business is going to, you know, go down when I false advertise. So
what do you think about coming here? I mean, I know you're part of the continental United States, and I know that LCN goes regularly to Hawaii, which I'm on the next trip. I know I am. I swear I am. I swear I've been trying to get on that Hawaiian trip. But anyway, what do you think about being here?
I love it. It's a, like, you know, like we mentioned, with I met Braden from the last trip, and we want to do something in Hawaii. So, like, for getting a group together, so that's why I'm here, to learn, to see, you know, like, I mean, what is this all about. And my first show at the event, like, with all the nail techs only. So it's pretty good. I love it. Thank you.
Great.
Well, you know what? I'm super stoked to meet you finally. I think you're pretty awesome on the internet, and it's so nice to see that you're – temperament and personality really follows through with who you present on the internet. That's not common, and I think it's pretty phenomenal. So I just want to tell you thank you so much. I know that Braden, he gave the, you know, it was like a freaking commercial when you walked up. He was like dancing through the field, and it was like in slow motion to give you a hug. I was like, what the heck is going on? Are we doing a commercial here? So anyway, thank you very much. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. It's like our hospitality in Hawaii. That's aloha for everyone. So yeah, everybody welcome, and that's how we're going the business together, right?
Well, awesome. So we look forward to making the next time we see you, we're going to be aloha in it in Hawaii. So I just have to send a shout out to Michelle Davignon, who is the director for education for LTN. And she, I got to tell you, she rocks, man. It's the best of all the companies I've ever worked for. Michelle Davignon is so on point. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I have to tell you that she manages that education. She deserves. What do you think, Tina?
She rocks. And, you know, had she been here, it would have been an even better show for us. But I have to just say this. She does so much for us, as does Julia, as does her entire team, as does you, as you. But I want to make a special point here, because you had asked about this to Lisa, about these events, and she had mentioned that these events are so great. I'm thrilled to bring my team to a regional event like Oregon here, like Texas, Tennessee, and the others that are popping up, because they are truly the heart of this industry. And as a smaller player within the United States, we absolutely love it, because it gives us the opportunity to work with people who are so in love with what they do. And we just had a great time here, really great time. Loved it.
All right. Thank you guys so, so much. Now, to wrap up our show, we've got one last final guest. And I have to tell you, this is what makes this industry so cool and so amazing. Rebecca is our last guest, and she has never done anything like this. And if you are on the Facebook feed, I want to show you these incredible nails that she's done. You've never done anything like this before.
I've tried, and I've failed miserably, and then I took Classic Molly's class with Crystal Nail, and it was just amazing, so much fun, and I'm really, really excited to implement these into my services.
How long have you been in the industry?
I've been doing this for 4.5 years now.
4.5 years? You know, it's so amazing that techs can come to shows like this and learn something so brand new and so incredible, and I wish I would be able to sit in that class and watch your progress, because that is amazing.
It is. And I have to tell you, knowing Classic Molly, I have watched her own skills grow and mature. It's been pretty phenomenal to watch her progress being with Crystal Nail, and seeing just how she's honed her own craft and be able to actually teach other people to do what it is that she's learned. So, big props to Classic over her.
Thank you so much. It's so exciting to see you. You had a great time on the show?
I'm having a blast. This is my third one, I believe. So I've been coming to almost every one and just look forward to it every year.
Well, you know what? It takes attendees like yourself who have the passion, who want to be here to support these little events and make them successful. So thank you so much for your time and for your willingness to actually learn, to go above and beyond and get that extra education. So when you go back, after you've been taught how to do this,
yes. What it was called.
Skin design. What are you going to charge for that? What did Classic teach you?
A lot of money.
I think I'll probably at least charge $10 a nail, at least. It takes time, it takes energy and passion to do something and to take this type of detail. It's fun.
It is fun. It gives you a creative outlet, something that you want to do no matter what. And you get to charge for it. So I think that's fantastic. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And we have one last topic to talk about.
Yes.
And that is the incredible educator for Be Creative, Sandy Borges.
Oh.
You know, Sandy actually on her way to this event was driving her own personal vehicle from Idaho to Salem. And she got in a fender bender. Not just a fender bender, but her car was totaled. And this industry never ceases to amaze me because at the Tech Talk event, we asked for donations to help get Sandy back home and to cover her deductible for her car because, you know, honestly, she lost her own personal vehicle.
Can you believe that? Driving from Idaho to Oregon and getting rear, whatever.
But her car was total.
Total.
And thank God she's okay because she's one amazing person. We love her to death. Sandy's a friend of Nail Talk Radio, and we love her so much.
So we called for donations at the Tech Talk. Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay. Tech Talk event last night to people to just give lovingly. And I believe that we gathered almost $500.
We did.
For Sandy.
Which is enough to cover her deductible and to create a huge dent in her plane ticket home. So, you know, Sandy, we love you. And this industry never ceases to amaze me. It really never, ever ceases to amaze me how much generosity and kindness and really, truly concern for everyone in this industry. You know, when Cindy DeBrino and you know, last year lost all of her things, and Cindy Walton, the industry came together and raised money at Nail Camp to help them get their products back. And it really does warm my cold, bitter heart.
What are you talking about?
But I'm so proud. So proud to be a part of this industry, and I'm so grateful to you, Athena, for allowing me the opportunity to be a part of it, really. So,
You're a shiner. And let's just give a quick shout-out, and I love you, B. Let's give a quick shout-out to our team members here. We want to first talk about Ellen. I named a oval crush after her. It's called Elle's Crush because she's pretty phenomenal. I love her. She's so giving and so beautiful and so full of really wealthy information when it comes to our industry. And she's just a damn good friend. And then let's talk about Kate Weidmeyer, who, if you don't know by now, has now entered Nails Magazine's Next Top Nail Artist. Oh, my God! I'm so excited. Anyway, we hope she makes the top 24. Well, she will. When we get to Orlando, we'll hope that we'll be saying that she's the top 24. So y'all, please, all the Nail Talk Radio listeners, please go and support Kate Weidmeyer. She's just our girl, you know? And of course, we want to send a shout out to Jen. Jen of Tweed Streets, we love you. She's been with us since the very, very beginning. But anyway, it takes a team. It's not Athena. It's not Braden. It's all of us coming together that really make Nail Talk Radio go, even in the most extreme conditions. But we have to go from our phone in a bar while we're drinking. I mean, I didn't say that. Anyway, so we love you. And we, after 6 years, we're going to go another 6 years. And I have to tell you, be looking out in June for the next wave of radio with Viet Nail Talk Radio. Yes, you heard it. Viet Nail Talk Radio.